Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in to the Trail Talk Podcast. This episode is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be short. It's going to be sweet. We're not even giving it an official episode number. It's just an in-between-isode, if you want to call it that. It is about two big updates that are happening with Trail Dogs and the podcast. And we're also going to throw in some Q&A that you guys sent over questions by email for today. So we're going to throw down some answers for those just to mix it up so it's not just some boring updates, even though they are pretty exciting to me. So all my dog lovers, thank you for tuning in today. And if you're a cat lover, that's totally cool. Feel free to stick around. But by the end, I hope that you change your mind and want a dog. Anyways, guys, thanks for tuning in.
And now, your host of the Trail Talk Podcast, Anthony Fanucci.
All right, guys, let's get rolling with this in-between-isode. For those that are just tuning in, say this is your first episode, I want to make sure you know that this is not the normal format, normal structure, normal content for the Trail Talk Podcast. This is just some updates for those that have been with us a while. And if you are just tuning in, then you're going to know what's coming forward. So thanks for being here. I really appreciate it. And I hope that these updates help you guys. And I'm really looking forward to answering the questions that you guys sent over. So this is a update episode specifically on two things about Trail Dogs and the Trail Talk Podcast. And I want to start off by saying that we are at just about at 2 years. 2 years since Trail Dogs became a thing. It was just a spur of the moment thing. For those that have listened to our initial episodes, you have a little taste of the story of Oakley, who was my first real dog, my golden retriever, my absolute best friend. And my mission was to take the lessons and the energy and the enthusiasm for life that Oakley put into this world and turn that into a business or a social media page that could help others learn from him and live life to the fullest just like he did. Because even though he was a dog, he was so inspiring, more inspiring than most people. And I wanted that to be translated out into a larger scale for an audience to help others give their dogs a life worth living. So here we are, 2 years after just this crazy idea that has turned into something so remarkable, and I'm so proud of it and so happy to have the community that we've grown together. And it's been such an amazing journey together. And don't worry, that journey is not over, but we are going to be changing paths. We are going to be changing it up so we keep meeting our mission and really achieving what the goal was. Like many new startups or businesses or pages, we have tried a lot of different things over these past 2 years. We've done blogs, we've done email lessons and outreaches, we've done videos sent personally to people to help them with problems that they were having or questions that they wanted answered. We've done in-person clinics and fun dog events in our area to help people around us get out with their dogs. And of course, you guys know that we've been really into sales with our partnership with Roughwear, and we've tried it all. Well, I won't say all of it because there's always something new around the corner, but we have tried a lot. Some of it really good, some of it really, really bad. Not bad in a sense that I wish we didn't do it, but just didn't work out or didn't meet our mission or make the difference that we are always striving for. However, over these past 2 years, there is something that happened and I didn't really expect it to go too far. I didn't really know how far it would go. And I was totally wrong. And that was this podcast. This podcast was something that I was just interested in giving a shot, and it has turned into something that I'm so proud of, and it's gone so much larger than I ever thought it would be. We haven't even hit 10 episodes, and across just two platforms, we have thousands of listens and downloads and so much feedback. That is, to me, that's the telltale sign that this is having the impact that we want, is that the feedback that you guys provide by email to me and to the Trail Dogs email and on Instagram via messages is outstanding. I've had people tell me that an episode changed their life, and I wouldn't even think it was something that remarkable, but for some reason what they heard made an everlasting impact. And I've had people tell me that they've laughed throughout the entire episode, they've cried throughout episodes. I've heard so much over these past couple months, and this podcast is just in its infancy. And I have to say, guys, I am so, so excited for it, because it is making a difference. It's educating others, it's inspiring listeners, and it is truly having the impact, even in the small stages so far, that I dreamed of, that I had hoped would be possible. And it is so cool to see where it's gone. So I don't want to ramble about it too much. You guys obviously have heard of the podcast. You're listening to this now. You know about it. So I hope you agree and think that it really is as great as I think it is. But we all know that I'm definitely biased, being the one that records the episodes. But the big update is that we are doubling down or tripling down or maybe just 100% focusing. That's it. We are 100% focusing on the podcast going forward. Now, what does this mean for our pages and for the other things we do? It means that we want to focus on the area that truly makes a difference. This isn't about which area makes money. This isn't about which area looks great or, you know, we think looks good. This is about the piece of the puzzle that is truly changing how people act, the life that they give their dog, is changing how they view their life, how to live life to the fullest, and make sure that you and your dog are really living a life worth living, not just existing, but embracing the moment and taking the most out of every day, especially for your dog. Because don't forget, I know we say this all the time, but don't forget, your dog has one life, and it is a short life. Whether it's 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, maybe 20 years, it's still short in perspective compared to yours. This dog is dedicating his or her whole life to you, and we want to make sure that you're giving that dog a life worth living, because not only will it be better for your dog, but trust me, your life will improve so much because of the love and attention that you give your dog. So we are focusing 100% on the podcast. TrailDogsUSA.com will be going away. That website will be no longer. We will still have our connections with Roughwear, and we'll be doing special giveaways and promotions and such on Instagram, thanks to them, because we all know that Roughwear is one of the greatest companies out there for dogs and their owners, and I want to stay close to them and keep improving your lives and your dog's lives with them. But we won't have a e-commerce page anymore. We won't be selling these products on a website. We also won't have a blog or any digital web pages focused to meeting our mission. We are going to have one page, and that's going to be a new website, which will be in our Instagram bio. It's going to be thetrailtalkpodcast.com. So thetrailtalkpodcast.com, just what the podcast is called, just .com slapped on the end there. We are going to focus 100% on the podcast moving forward, and I cannot wait to see where that takes us, putting all of our energy and effort into this one avenue is so exciting because I've seen what it can do even when our attention is spread out along different paths to different things. And focusing on just this is going to be really, really incredible in my mind. So not only will our website, our main site that you guys know to date, be going away, and we'll be having this new webpage focus entirely on the podcast, but a little bit behind the background that you may or may not notice, it'll definitely look different, is we're changing our podcast host. And this is very exciting. I'm really, really excited to share this. Maybe it's the nerdy tech side of me, I don't know, but I'm really excited because we're switching over from a traditional platform that was somewhat archaic in terms of podcasting. Good, it solved the problem, it got us started, but it's old school. We are switching over to a podcast platform called Anchor. You guys may or may not have heard of this. It's called Anchor, just like the anchor on a boat. And it is new, it's fresh, it's upcoming. The company is very, very young, and I see only good things coming for them. So we have switched over to Anchor, and along with that, not only will you be able to access our podcast at thetrailtalkpodcast.com, but we've also been working our tail off. I want to make sure, in case those dogs are listening in today, that they feel included. So yes, we've been working our tail off to get our podcast on multiple websites and different avenues for listening, whether you have an iPhone or use Android or you're on a desktop. I don't care where you listen. That's not the point of it. I just want to make sure this podcast is available on as many places as possible. That way we can influence more people and we can make a bigger difference for humans and their dogs. So not only can you find it at thetrailtalkpodcast.com and on Anchor, but you can also find us on Apple, on iTunes podcasts, which you guys know we've been on. And now you can also find us on Overcast, Castbox, Podbean, and many more are coming. And in addition to those, you can now have a couple other benefits on your side in case you want to listen to our podcast when you're driving or walking around your home. If you have Apple CarPlay or Android Auto, you can use both of those to hear our podcast now. And if you have an Apple HomePod, first of all, I'm a little jealous, but if you have an Apple HomePod, you can say something like, "Hey Siri, play the podcast, the Trail Talk Podcast." And Siri will recognize that. And likewise, any minute or day now, it should be live, that if you have Google Home, you can say something like, "Hey Google, play the podcast, the Trail Talk Podcast." So it's just their little line in there, play the podcast, and then you say our podcast name. So if you're walking around the house and cleaning and you want to make it a little bit better for you and the dog rather than just scaring him or her with the vacuum, you can tune in via your home player, and we are going to be live on there as well. So we are dishing out the podcast to a bunch of different avenues, and I'm so excited for that, guys. Spotify is in the works and a few others, so stay tuned in. We'll keep you updated on that. But just so you know, it won't just be our little website anymore. We are all over Podcast Central. So that concludes the first update. That's going to be the longest portion of this episode. The update is that traildogsusa.com is going away. We are going to be focusing solely on the Instagram page and the podcast. So now you can find us at thetrailtalkpodcast.com. We are putting all of our eggs in one basket, guys, and we're going for it. And I can't wait to see the difference it makes. And with that, it brings me to the second but smaller update, and that is about our Instagram page. As you guys know, most of the time, it comes and goes here and there, but most of the time we're posting every day. We're sharing photos almost every single day, and they're usually short captions. And you'll still get doses of that. However, we might post slightly less frequently because we want to share more tips and stories and reviews through Instagram. So having photos with a little bit of a longer text caption or details below is something we want to focus on. So definitely the photos will still be in the mix. We'll be sharing lots of your photos that you tag us in. You could do hashtag trail dogs or hashtag trail talk podcast. And we always search through those and love sharing the photos that you guys tag us in. And I know that they make everybody else's day that's looking onto our page as well. So just so you know, you'll see that slight update. Be sure to read the descriptions below. A lot of the photos, because we're hoping to dish out some more content that can help you learn and help you make your life and your dog's life even better. All right, guys, so that concludes the first segment of this podcast episode. And I'm pretty much out of breath because I'm saying all this very, very excitedly. I'm super stoked to see where this goes. And the podcast is by far my favorite portion of Trail Dogs, not only because it's super fun to record and put these lessons together and talk with these absolutely amazing guests. I mean, really, really cool guests. But it is also what is making the difference. And that is the goal. And I feel like we're finally hitting the nail on the head. And I love that. Now, is everything perfect? Definitely not. But where would we go in the future if we had met perfection? This gives us something to run with, and I can't wait to see what it turns into. So with that, we're going to jump into phase two. This podcast episode won't be too much longer. Like I said, short and sweet for this one, guys, compared to our normal 1 hour segments. We are going to answer some questions. I posted on Instagram earlier this morning about questions. If you guys had anything about your dogs, gear, whatever it is, send them my way. Also, some questions that I had received over the past week, and I'm going to answer those, and also some questions that we think you might have after listening to this. So I'm just going to go through. It's like a list of 8 questions, and I think you'll enjoy the answers. So question number 1 came in today, and that is a question that we actually get pretty often, and that is, do you recommend dog packs? So if you guys are familiar, we're big fans of the Roughwear dog packs. They have the single track pack, the approach pack, the Palisades pack, and the commuter pack. So if you guys are familiar with those, we love them all. We've field tested every single one of them. I will tell you that I have a 75-pound golden retriever with lots and lots of fur. She is hot during the summer, so I don't hike very often with a pack on her during the summer. However, we are big fans of them. Personally, I have found great success with the single track pack. I think it's lightweight. It's enough to store water and some treats for her. If you're doing a longer trip, I am a big fan of the approach pack. It's a good price and it holds a lot of gear. So those are my 2 favorite. Palisades pack is awesome. Nice thing about that is it separates from the harness. But yeah, so we do like them. I'm a big fan of them. Personally, I don't use them much during the summer, though, just because it is quite a bit of extra weight and padding on them, and I would rather keep my dog as cool as possible. But yeah, big fans, and I use it mostly during the winter and also on longer hikes as well. So the second question is one that we think is going to come up a couple times, even though I touched upon it in the beginning, and that is, will you still sell Roughwear gear? And like I said, it's a yes and a no. We're going to keep our connections with Roughwear. They are awesome. We're going to sell gear still at our in-person events that we have, which are less frequent, but anything we go to in-person, we'll have Roughwear gear with us, or if we go to some sort of show or we're sponsoring something, we'll have the gear with us. But we're not going to have an e-commerce site anywhere for it. So if you just want to make regular purchases, you can head on over to their site. And obviously, it's very addicting, so be careful if you go to the Roughwear site, but roughwear.com, check them out. If you want to make a larger purchase or you have gear questions, we'll still be connected with Roughwear, and we can make the sale to you through Instagram, but we won't be having a dedicated e-commerce site. We'll still be doing giveaways with them and also discounted packs, packages of gear a couple times a year. So be on the lookout for that. All right. Question number 3 is, when is the next podcast episode? As you guys know, we were throwing them up there every 2 weeks, and then we took a little break primarily because we were switching platforms that I described before, and that was a pretty large undertaking, especially since we were carrying episodes and everything over. But the next episode should be up within the week. It's going to be a personal experience of traveling with my dog to a city and staying in a hotel, which might sound basic or not the most interesting on the surface, but it's a question that we have come up all the time, is people wanting to not head to the mountains or the single track or go camping, but wanting to travel with their dog to somewhere that is more city-like or maybe a major city, whether it be New York, Denver, San Francisco. For us, it was Baltimore. And I'm really excited to share that experience and just give out a couple practical tips that you can utilize before and during the trip to help it go well for you. And most importantly, not to keep your dog at home or to leave them in a kennel or with someone else, and bring your dog for that experience and how you can make it truly a memorable trip, even though it's not our typical adventure that we would think of. So that's the next one. It should be up in the next week for you guys. And then after that, we're going to dive back into some guest episodes as long as we can get the editing done. And that's another question I do get a lot, is who are your next guests? And the answer to that question is, I'm not telling you. Sorry, guys. It is a surprise. I love throwing out the episode with nobody knowing who's coming next. All of our guests so far have been amazing. Like, really, really cool people. If you think they're great on Instagram, just have conversations with them. And I assure you that it's even better. They're more genuine and incredible to speak with and converse with than they even are through photos. So it's been an amazing journey speaking with them, and I can assure you that our next guests will continue to hold up to that reputation. They are awesome, and you guys are gonna love the tips, especially going into the summer. So can't tell you the guests, but I can tell you that we should be on a fairly consistent cycle for putting them up every 2 to 3 weeks as we were originally. So the next question is, do you always travel with your dog? Personally, I find it so hard to travel with my dog to a lot of destinations, but it seems like you are trying to encourage people to bring their dog almost everywhere. What's the deal? So laying it on the line there. That one came through today, and I really love this question because, yes, personally, I do travel almost everywhere I go with my dog. It is very rare that I will leave my dog behind. However, there are times that you have to leave your dog behind. If I'm going to something more professional, like a conference, and it's not, you know, outdoor retailer, which, you know, obviously is quite dog friendly, but a conference or a convention of some sort, and I'm going to be in the place all day, I'm not going to bring my dog and just stick him in a hotel room and say, okay, see you in 8 hours, because that's pretty lame. However, most trips, I do aim to bring my dog. Seeking out dog-friendly accommodations and ways to bring your dog is something I would consider to be a skill. The more you do it, the easier it gets. But yes, I do aim to bring my dog most places, and I think you should too, but I think in increments. Start small. Start with local trips. Start with overnighters. And don't feel like it's all or nothing. It's not really a binary decision. So start small, and I think you'll find that on the trips that you do bring your dog, and it will really help you find the beauty of the trip beyond what you would have noticed if you were alone or just with humans. It's really cool what a dog helps you notice on a trip, and I think that's one of the greatest parts about it. So next question is, how do you select sponsors? Will the next episodes be sponsored? We actually get a decent amount of questions about sponsorships, and we get a lot of inquiries about companies sponsoring. You guys know that our first couple episodes had a sponsor, and then we held off for a little bit, and we're going to probably be going back to that because the podcast is so new, guys. We're just testing different waters. And our big thing is we turned down a lot of sponsorship interest because this will never be focused on the money. This will be focused on, is the sponsorship about a product or a company that we either would use the products ourselves, or we really like the company's purpose or the way they approach things. Are they meeting standards for, you know, doing things in an ecological manner? Or are they kind of just all talk and they're in it for the profit? We do put a lot of emphasis on this, and I've turned down a lot of sponsorships. I've also reached out to a lot of companies that I think meet that requirement, and we have ongoing conversations with them. So if you have a company or you know someone that owns a company that wants a sponsor, have them shoot us a DM on Instagram, and we can respond that way. It's a good way to get the conversation going. But I can tell you that it's not a very simple process of, hey, we want to sponsor and we throw you down for a couple episodes. We have a criteria for it. And I think you'll see it coming back because we can recommend some products that can really make a difference for you. And passing on the knowledge is something that I think is beneficial to both you and your dogs. So definitely we'll be seeing more of that. Next question came through yesterday, actually, just randomly, and it said, hey, what's your favorite piece of dog gear? Is it rough wear or is it by someone else? Is there a specific item? And I'm happy to answer this question. It's actually a pretty simple product that's been around for a really, really long time. It is by Rough Wear, and it is the Bivy Bull. To me, you guys know I've raved about it. The Bivy Bull is unmatched. It's awesome. And it's crushable, it lasts forever, it is not only collapsible, but has hard wall structure when you pop it out. So I can leave it up in the back of my car and I don't have to worry about it collapsing or the water running down one side. Really the only time the water makes it out of it is if my dog decides to lay in it in the back of the car, which is pretty awesome, which I decided to name her River. So I guess that's my fault that she is a water lover. But yeah, so other than that, the Bivy Bull is a go-to for us. All right, last question here. Let me make sure I'm not missing any from the list. Last question came through also this morning, and totally different topic from what we've gone over so far. But this one is, do you carry first items for your dog when you hike or travel? And there's more details here, but that is the gist of it. And the answer is yes. Not many things. They do make dog first aid kits, which I don't think are a bad idea by any means. I think there's a lot of good stuff. Gauze, some anti-bleed stuff, all that is good to have. But there's one thing that I always carry, pretty much always, for my dog. And that's Benadryl. And you guys know that we spoke a little bit about this in the episode with Wes. And I am going to state it right now. I am not a vet, so this is not a recommendation for your dog or me writing some sort of, you know, order for you guys. I am a pharmacist, but not a vet. So I'm not going to play one online because that's not fair and it is degrading to the many years that they've spent in school. Just like I wouldn't want someone to pretend they do what I do, or have studied a long time for. So with any recommendation I give, especially when it involves a medication, or any advice that I say that, you know, I do, maybe it would work for you too. I always, always recommend, you to speak with your vet about it to make sure it's good for your dog. But Benadryl is something I carry for my dog. In almost all scenarios, it would be a good option. It is a pretty safe medication. It will make your dog likely drowsy. It has either sedating effects or actually stimulating effects for some people. But for dogs, you'll likely see that it's sedating for them. But for me, it is an emergency med to buy me some time. If my dog, is to eat something that she's not supposed to, or my dog is bitten by a snake or something like that, it's an antihistamine and it's extremely well-versed in the uses that it can be utilized for. The dose that I use, once again, talk to your vet, the dose that I would use for my dog is 1 milligram per pound of body weight. I would likely give her 2 tablets. They come in 25 milligram tablets, so that would be slightly underdosing. I'd consider giving 3 tablets now that she's at a larger dose, a larger weight. But 2 tablets is usually a good a good go-to. And like I said, it's just to buy you some time, guys. It's not a be-all, cure-all sort of deal. But yes, Benadryl is the number one first aid item that I carry for my dog. All right, guys, so we're going to call it quits on this episode, but I have one more update that actually came through as I was recording this episode, and I checked it out in the meantime, and this is so cool, and it's just a confirmation that maybe we're on the right path here. I just got an email from Anchor, the new podcast host, saying that our podcast was featured on their homepage, which is super, super cool because it's going to get the word out there even more. And if you guys have the Anchor app and you go to it, there is a category called Cool Podcast Ideas, and you can see it right there, the Trail Talk Podcast. Cool ideas. I couldn't agree more because dogs are awesome and we love, love, love improving the life that they live. So that's a perfect way to end this podcast with some great news, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Get ready for the next episode. I can't wait to get back into our next guest series, and I'm very excited to keep dishing out content to you guys. Thank you so much for all your love and support and amazing feedback on the podcast. We're so glad that we're changing your life and your dog's life. And as always, I just want to end by saying thank you for caring enough to give your dog a life worth living.